Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that's the Pro XPN toll free line. We've got Skype. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out and touch us that way if you prefer. I prefer that because Skype tends to sound better than the average
phone call. It's great quality audio.
So yeah, please use that if it's an option. Again, username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Brett.
And Mark.
Brett's here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and download all kinds of interesting and enlightening episodes of content.
I agree.
Yes. And weekly? Are you producing weekly?
Bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly as in once every 2 weeks?
No.
Or
what do you call it? Twice a week. But doesn't that happen?
Semi-weekly?
Is that it?
I think bi-weekly can mean both. If I'm not mistaken, bi-weekly could mean both twice a week or
it depends
every
on whom
2 weeks.
To whom you speak, but I think semi-annual sale occurs once every twice a year. So
semi-weekly would be twice a week.
Well, semi has a specific definition. Semi means half.
Okay.
Even though people use it in other ways, but like for not all of, but it technically means half.
I'm going to just go ahead and take a firm stance here, and I believe that biweekly means once every 2 weeks, semi-weekly means twice a week.
Well, according to Google, biweekly means appearing or taking place every 2 weeks or twice a week.
Yay. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of people that speak English in lots of different countries, so, yeah. You know, I think... You know, look, Free Talk Live is a market maker. We need to decide. We need to put our foot down in a few areas, and I'm ready to put my foot down. I'm not going to be wishy-washy on topics like this. We need to communicate this information quickly and easily. It's done weekly to bi-weekly.
Bi means two. If I had said yes. Ambi-weekly or amphi-weekly, which means both, then that wouldn't have made any sense.
No. Nope, I'm with you.
Anyway, schoolsucksproject.com. You can go there, grab more of Brett, and we go to the phones and the fun. Corey is listening in Savannah, Georgia. Corey, you're online, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I was kind of surprised tonight. My heart just absolutely dropped when the gentleman earlier called and said that a young man had been shot in Cartersville, Georgia, and he'd attended Woodham High School. Because I graduated from there in 2004, and he actually lived in a trailer park not 5 minutes from where I grew up, so really it's close to home. As soon as I heard it, I listened to you in my car over the speakerphone, and I immediately got on the internet and looked at the Daily Tribune news website, and that's the local newspaper. And it talks about the young man that was shot and how his father was out of work and how over the summer he had spent the entire summer cutting grass and supporting his family that way. And when they had all the snow recently, we've had a lot of snow, and it's kind of an uncommon thing for us to get snow in the south. But they got a lot of snow up there in my hometown, and he was helping clean up the snow. And that article about him is actually on the Daily Tribune News, Cartersville, Georgia. And then it's not on the front page. It's a little link to an article down at the very bottom. It's difficult to find, but it's there. And it talks about the boy. It's really close
this
to home.
This is a young man who was shot by the police. The police had come to his home looking for his father on a warrant for a violation of probation. And they shot this young man to death, or at least one cop shot this young man to death because he had a Wii remote in his hands, apparently. And then she thought it was a gun.
Answered the door.
Yeah.
You know, they came onto these people's property, knocked on their door, and then overreacted when the kid answered the door with something in their hand. I mean, what if he had the phone? I often answer the door. I have in the past often answered the door with a wireless phone in my hand so that I can sort of claim to be on the phone if it's somebody I don't want to talk to. I've done that in the past, and you know what? Why are they going to shoot and kill me? Oh my God!
Maybe.
He's got something in his hand.
He probably shouldn't open the door for the cops. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving legal advice, but I don't think there's anything good that can come from opening
the
door.
This kid's an Eagle Scout, or you know, some kind of Boy Scout or something like that. He probably thinks, you know, that, hey, the heroes are here to ask some questions.
Yeah, he was a JROTC as well, which probably fits into that. And you know,
he wanted to be a cop.
Another thing that changes too, if you have a job or you just have a lifestyle, I mean, just put yourself in these boots for a minute, where you say, well, worst comes to worst, I can shoot somebody and get away with it. Right, it kind of might make you over time, yes, less cautious about how you proceed. So that trigger finger might be a little itchier going to a door. And now, obviously, it's no justification, not by a long shot, but you just might be a little bit more ready to pull a gun and shoot it, especially if you're in, you know, a trailer park and you have this heightened state of alertness about your safety.
Corey, I'm sorry to hear that it hits so close to home, but it's certainly these things, the more they happen, the more likely they're going to happen to somebody that we know or somebody who we, someone we know knows. I mean, as you said, Mark. Go ahead.
It wasn't too long ago that a guy, another police officer nearby in Cartersville, was arrested and charged with he was taking guns. He was a GBI officer, and he was seizing weapons and then reselling them.
At least they weren't going to waste.
Yeah, and then back in the 1970s, my grandfather was brutalized and had his ribs broken and his arm broken by police. So this is certainly nothing new that the police officer...
No, it's not, and I think that's a good point, because a lot of people are mistaken in their belief that things are so, so much worse. I don't know if that's true. I just think that we know more today because we have people with video cameras. Video cameras are prolific now due to smartphones being relatively prolific. What is it? One out of every two Americans has a smartphone?
Pretty
prolific. Means one out of every two Americans has a video device on them at any given time when they're going about their day. And that means that it's more likely that police abuse will be documented and released to the public, so we'll know more about what's happening. I think, you know, you can make the argument that cops are getting worse over time, and there certainly was a police trainer who told us that he believes that's true, that you know, in his job as a police trainer, he saw a declining over the 15 years or whatever he'd been doing it, that he'd seen a decline in the quality of recruits. So there's an argument to be made there, but it's also certainly true that police have been abusing people for a long time.
Yeah, I would think you would probably actually see a spike when you're looking for jobs for veterans of, say, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Right? A spike in these kinds of incidents of violence, police abuse, when people are dealing with maybe the psychological impact of having been, in a shoot to kill situation for 2 or 3 years of their lives, and they come back and they have, I don't know what the psychological exam is for police. I don't know how it varies from place to place. I don't know if those
things... It's definitely different in different places.
Yeah, I don't know if those kinds of disorders or those kind of traumas can have a latency to them where they don't show up right away. Somebody could come back, pass a psychological exam, and then start to experience maybe that job itself starts to bring out symptoms or problems for them. But yeah, when people are coming back from a war like that and they're being, you know, they're staffing police departments, it's going to be bad.
Corey, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. Benjamin is on the line on Skype. He's in California. Benjamin, go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Yesterday you discussed a story where police officers were called to what they thought was going to be like a burglary, where a gentleman was in fact just picking up some of his own property from an old roommate.
That's right.
That he left out on the back porch. It turns out he was deaf, and so when he wasn't communicating to the police officers in what they thought was an effective manner, they went to arrest him, and then when he tried to sign to them, it became a resisting arrest.
Because he's also mute, apparently, as well as being deaf.
Right, he apparently was long-time deaf, and I wanted to defend the Hawthorne Police Department.
All right, well, we'll let you do that here in a moment. More with Benjamin in California. Going to defend the police for beating a deaf man. I'm interested to hear this. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We continue here with Free Talk Live in moments. Your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. It is a global virtual private network. It encrypts your data. Whatever is leaving your computer is encrypted. So before it reaches your internet service provider, it's encrypted. They don't know what you're doing anymore if you've got the Pro XPN app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. There's also a way to get ProXPN working on Linux. You just have to email them to get the setup instructions there. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to grab their app, get it installed. You can do that right now for free, and you can start using ProXPN tonight. And then when you're ready, you want to upgrade to their premium package, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, and it allows you to select the server around the world that you can connect to. Plus, there's no more limitations on what you can do with the ProXPN service if you go with the premium. So, for instance, you can't do torrenting with their free package, but with the premium package, you absolutely can do private torrenting. ProXPN helps protect your privacy online, and one of the other ways they do that, besides making it so your internet service provider can't snoop on you anymore, is they don't. ProXPN does not keep logs of what you do. Your internet service provider is probably keeping logs up to 5 years of the websites that you visit and the search terms that you enter. So you go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their app, get started with that, and you'll solve that problem immediately. Also, you can get beyond blockages. So let's say you are on your laptop, you're at a coffee shop, and or at school or at a workplace, and there's certain things that you can't access through that internet connection. Maybe, like, I was at a school board meeting. I know, Brett, you want to talk about this. We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
I was at a school board meeting, and they wouldn't let me get on Facebook. Well, this was before I knew about ProXPN, because if you've got ProXPN.com/FTL's app, then you can get around these blocks on the internet. You're in China, you want to go and search for Tank Man on Google? If you've got ProXPN, you can do that.
If you're at school or a communist country, but I repeat myself.
Right. ProXPN.com/FTL. Get 20% off their premium account with code FTL20. That gives you 20% off for the lifetime of the account. You go with their annual plan, and that brings the price down to $5 a month. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get started there and pay with Bitcoin to save even more, 33% discount if you pay with Bitcoin. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, regardless of what you pay with. ProXPN.com/FTL. Our discount code is FTL20. As we get back to Benjamin in California on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Benjamin, you said you want to defend the Hawthorne police in California who beat a man who was attempting to reclaim his own items from a former roommate's home. The items were left outside, apparently, and he was attempting to collect those. He was deaf or is deaf, and the police beat him because he wasn't responding to them when they were talking to him. He attempted to use sign language to communicate because he's also apparently mute, and that did not help him out either. They just savagely beat him. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first, I want to defend the department because the department did something that other departments aren't brave enough to do when they're in these kind of situations, and that is to put out a statement. Usually these departments, they clam up. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, well, we can't talk about ongoing investigations or, you know, pending litigation. The Hawthorne Police Department put out a statement.
Okay.
And in that statement, they provide all the evidence you need to know that this gentleman was resisting. And that is that the police say in their police report that he was resisting.
And that when
he finally got a pen and paper and could write to them, he said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to resist you.
Oh, my God.
I know. So clearly he was resisting. Now, I have a possible solution to prevent this from happening in the future. We codify into law, make it like the highest law, apply to everyone, that individuals have like a right to remain silent or not to talk to police. That way police won't take people remaining silent as some kind of affront to them and view it as resisting and something they need to handle. Maybe they could just assume, oh, that's right, they're allowed to do that.
This is a great idea. I say, write your congressman.
Well, I gotta say, you're not allowed to remain silent. The Supreme Court has been clear. In order to be silent, you must tell the police officers that you are enacting your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. So
that's a relatively recent court decision.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever right you thought you had to remain silent is not true because you must speak in order to remain silent. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's why I'm proposing an entirely new law that really just says you can just not say anything. Just You can just be quiet.
Right.
I like it, but, you know, I say that we just start doing it. And whenever somebody speaks to a police officer and that police officer asks a question, you ask, "Officer, are you conducting an investigation?" And if
that's a good question to ask.
And you know, they don't really aren't even going to know what to answer that, because if they don't answer it properly, then they can't use any of the information that they get. But if they do say, "Well, yes, I guess I am conducting," well, just direct all your questions to my attorney. If they say, I don't know your attorney," well, do some police work and find out. Bye bye.
Really, I am just shocked that a police department decided to put out a statement, and their statement was, "Yeah, after we beat the guy down and he was still bloodied up, and we finally got him a piece of paper and a pen, he said, 'I'm sorry, I didn't mean to resist you.'"
The sad thing is, if this goes to a trial, the jury's probably going to convict the guy of resisting.
I think the charges already got dropped.
Oh, really?
It's already moved to the I'm suing you for civil rights violations. I think that's what made it to the news.
Oh, that's good.
I was just surprised that then they decided, "We'll put out a statement saying, no, we were in the right." And their excuse is just so stupid.
Well, thanks for sharing that tonight. And for our listeners that don't realize it, Benjamin's tongue is firmly planted in his cheek.
Indeed.
Obviously, you're supposed to have this supposed right to remain silent, but it's been whittled away so much over the years. And thanks, Benjamin, for your call tonight.
It's coming back, though.
It's been whittled away for years, and now you've got this ridiculous Supreme Court decision saying you have to invoke your right to remain silent. That if you simply remain silent, that your silence can be used as an indicator of guilt if you don't invoke your right to remain silent. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was trying to defend it, but I'm having
people
trouble.
Like the average person in America doesn't know anything about their rights.
That's the big problem.
There's one thing that Americans know. They know they have the right to remain silent, or at least so they thought.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
every
ask people,
every cop show,
right? And like every movie, every cop show, every episode of Cops, every time you ever have any kind of police encounter on the television, they always read Miranda rights to people. You have the right to remain silent. There's no phrase from the police that has been more repeated than "you have the right to remain silent." So if Americans know anything about interacting with the police, is that they have the right to remain silent, except now that's been completely turned on its head, and now people are going to go into police interactions thinking they have the right to remain silent, when in point of fact, they have to apparently explicitly state to the police that they know they have the right to remain silent, and they are now going to be executing
now,
it.
Is there some kind of thing where if you do speak, or people think if they do speak, they waive that right?
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, a lot of laws are kind of like, you know, being on a game show in a foreign country. You're like, you just...
Yeah. Like more here in moments. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We like it when you speak to us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you. The we tonight includes me, Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
And, of course, coming up here in less than 24 hours, Free Talk Live is going to be live on location. We will be at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, for the 2014 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We began attending the Liberty Forum when it was in its first Liberty Forum. We've been going since the very beginning here on Free Talk Live and broadcasting our program live. The first year, I believe, was 2007. So does that make this the eighth year? I believe it does.
There was one year that was missed.
There was a year they skipped. That's right. So, yeah, this might be year number seven. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and it's always a blast to go and be around hundreds of people who actually understand what freedom means, people who love liberty. They're already in town. A lot of people are coming into New Hampshire. They're kind of touring around. There was a group of folks here in the Keene area last night. There's other people, different people are in the Keene area tonight, so people are just kind of using the few days before Liberty Forum to tour around New Hampshire and check out this place where, Brett, you were born, and Mark and I moved several years ago. It's just an amazing place to live. Number one, just New Hampshire on its own is probably the most free place in America. But aside from that, you've got over 15,000 people who have pledged to move here as part of the Free State Project. And those are 15,000 liberty-loving people who are willing to get active. And the idea is to concentrate activism, to concentrate those activists in one geographic location. That's what the Free State Project is about. And the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is kind of a showcase event where there are many of those activists who've moved here, as we've done. And others who are considering a move or who are planning a move but just haven't managed to get here yet can come and kind of, you know, network and meet one another and plan and plot and have fun and party. And it's just a great time in a hotel. It's a really nice hotel, too, the Crown Plaza in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's happening starting tomorrow. Now, day number one, that's Thursday, is a free day. You can actually show up even if you don't have a ticket or if you can't afford a ticket. You can come in. You can go to all of the events on Thursday, absolutely free. Very cool. That's a new thing they're doing this year for the first time. Of course, the State House Tour is happening tomorrow, which is a yearly event that they have because the New Hampshire political system is so accessible. It's so different from the rest of the political systems. It really deserves special attention, so there's going to be a special State House Tour for a lot of folks tomorrow who are here for the Liberty Forum. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Get more information about the event. It's not too late to come out to this. You can't order the tickets online at this point, but you can show up at the door, and as I said, tomorrow it's free, so if you want to get in Friday and Saturday, you can buy your tickets for the weekend and come and hang out with Free Talk Live. We're going to be broadcasting live. Brett, you're going to be there doing yep. your show. You're going to be recording interviews for your show.
Yep, I will be there on Friday interviewing people from about noon to 4 p.m.
Fantastic. So I'm sure you're going to be hanging out after that, though, right?
Most likely, yeah.
All right, fantastic. So come on out, nhlibertyforum.com. This is our last show of the week here in this studio. We will be on location Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. It's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward
yeah.
to it. We got everything all packed up. We're ready to go.
Yep, nothing's going to stop us now.
So 8:55. Don't. Well, famous last words. The car I drive broke down today, so it was looking kind of touch and go there for a moment.
Your car's crap.
It's not my car, technically. I just drive it.
I see.
855 450 free. That's, and I'll be paying a repair bill on it as well. 855-450. But it's not my car. 855-450-3733. So, Brett, you have been really upset, I guess, about this school board thing. Or you really jazzed or something. You really want to talk about this boring six-hour school board meeting, which was just god-awful. I attended all 6 hours of it. You were not there. You watched
absolutely
an hour-long condensed version of this meeting, from what I understand.
Suddenly you think you're an expert.
And
thanks for all the help.
You brought this to the table tonight. We haven't had a chance to talk about it at all. What is it that's so interesting to you or outrageous or whatever about this?
I was jazzed. You used the word jazzed.
Okay.
It's a good word to express my emotions because I don't know really what it is, but something's going on, right? I'm not really upset. I didn't see anything that surprised me. The stories I heard certainly didn't shock me about what happened there.
So what happened? Let me give the short version of this. It's Free State Project participants and New Hampshire natives showed up at this school board meeting, liberty-minded people, about a dozen of us. It was a dozen of us versus about 100 people who love the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are people in teachers' unions and people that work for the school.
Right.
Things like that.
Well, let's get this straight. They're putting together the budget meeting. The only people who show up for it, basically, are, besides the liberty activists, about 100 of the government bureaucrats that work at the school.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
They know what's up. They know how this works. They know that if they can get, you know, some large minority of their own, you know, the people that live in town, that they get whatever they want.
Well, and this is why democracy is the rule of the minority, because these types of people,
the busybodies.
Yeah, the busybodies and the people who are connected or, you know, suckling on the, I don't know what words we can use for
the
nipples
teeth.
Of power, but they know the rooms, the little rooms that they have to get into. You know, to submit things and make proposals
mm-hmm.
and the palms that need to be greased, and they get things done. And that's how the entire system is bureaucracies like this.
Really, so, this was a six-hour meeting. What do you mean?
Yes.
What do you mean you don't like that we spend so much money on public school? Well, have your voice heard. Go to our six-hour meeting where we just bore you to death and don't let you get on Facebook until we beat you into the ground so that you can say no and we'll just outvote you.
Well,
because you can't get enough other people to go to our boring meeting.
Well, word around town is the reason why the meeting was so long was it was your fault.
Right,
Ian.
Right. They could have had a three-hour meeting if nobody would have showed up and
right.
done anything to stop them from getting everything that they wanted that they got anyway. The only thing that they didn't get that they wanted was a shorter meeting to get everything that they wanted.
Apparently it's Mark who actually feels passionately about
this. Yeah, people are jerks. They're jerks in Keene. They're jerks in every other place in New Hampshire. They're jerks all across America. They're jerks all across the world. They are the bums that have figured out how to put their hands into government and steal your money. I mean, it was snowing in Washington. It was so cold recently. Politicians had their hands in their own pockets.
I don't know how I can follow any of this, by the way. No, he's doing a wonderful job.
You're being pretty harsh, Mark. I mean, to portray these teachers, many of them are hardworking people who care about children.
Yeah, they put in at least 9 months a year.
Okay, well, listen, I was a teacher, and
Did you work all 180 days?
Yes, I did. What I did, I worked 28 hours a week, and I was a teacher in a private school. We had a public school schedule. I worked 28 hours a week, and the reason why I did that is in August, I worked about 60 hours a week planning ahead for what would usually be a whole school year. And so there was a little bit of work in the summer. It wasn't, it is a job, especially, if you're in a more difficult environment, that you do take it home with you.
I don't disagree with that, but let's be clear. I've taken classes. I've seen the classes. I've been a student aide of the class that I took the previous year. I know what's up. You can't lie to me. It's the same workbook. It's the same textbook. You don't have to work ahead when you're teaching the same class the second time.
But what I'm saying is that I think teachers are victims in this system too, right? It's not like after that meeting they all went to a yacht club and said, oh, did you see the peasants today? You know, I mean,
these some of them were laughing at
us. I'm sure they were. Because
they were making 35% more on average than a private sector employee.
They do, and the teachers are certainly overpaid. Certainly overpaid for what they do and for the results they get, but they also are sucked into this profession.
Right. It doesn't mean they're bad people or that they're trying to steal money from you, Mark. I think that these are people who are in a particular paradigm, and their paradigm is, well, I want to teach, and this is my option. You know, this is where I can go to teach, and then, okay, well, now we're in this system, so we need to make the best of it and bring as much, you know, bacon to the table as possible.
That's what the fire department does. That's what the police department does, and then pretty soon you're driving everybody out of town.
That's true. That's
and
exactly
then you complain
happening.
About, my God, the kids are going away. Now we don't have anybody to educate. That's right. What's happening here in
the
Keene.
Numbers are going
there
down.
There are fewer kids.
And there wasn't money coming in from the state, so the taxes needed to get raised on who's ever left.
So we're going to come back with more of Brett's thoughts on this here, and yours as well are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and tell your story, whatever happens to be on your mind goes. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want right here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian,
Brett,
Mark.
Website's free. You get to control the content. What you see there was placed there by listeners like you. You can just go and submit content to the front page of the website and vote on what you see that has already been submitted by others. So if you like something there, you can vote it up. If you really don't like something, you can vote it down. It's all free. Go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. More about this school board controversy here in Keene. Brett from School Sucks Project is with us tonight. He's got some thoughts. But first, to the phones and your calls. AC's in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to share a very interesting and very funny kind of stupid story with you guys.
All right. Interesting, funny, stupid. Got it. Go ahead.
Okay. This one I got off Jezebel.com. It's from Utah. Apparently there was this mother. She was at a mall with her son, and she walked by a PacSun. If you don't know what PacSun is, it sells clothes and stuff.
Okay.
And she saw these T-shirts that she found to be indecent and was offended by them. I mean, she claimed that these T-shirts were pornographic. And the shirts themselves, all they had was women in lingerie on them.
Right.
And she felt that it offended her, God-fearing Christian values.
What's the name of the store?
PacSun. P-A-C-S-U-N.
It stands for, it's short, it used to be Pacific Sunwear.
Yeah. And that's not the end of the story. This woman basically, she's your typical prudish religious person. She kind of, you know, she thinks anything sexual like this is pornographic and offensive and blah blah blah. And she didn't want young people to buy these shirts. So you know what she did? She ended up buying every shirt, every offensive shirt they had, and it cost her over $600.
Ridiculous. No, I'm sorry, sir. You are going to report this story correctly. $567.
Well, that certainly sent the message to PacSun.
Right. That said, fill your shelves back up.
Now, it is a good marketing plan to move into the Bible Belt and, you know, put that stuff in the window.
Wait, where did this happen?
Yeah, where was this?
Utah.
Utah.
It's Utah, the Mormon state.
Yeah, not really the Bible Belt, but is it Utah the Bible Belt? Not really, right?
I don't know what kind of variants.
Where does the belt stop?
It's the Book of Mormon belt.
Okay.
Yeah, they have their own belt.
Like, I know the Bible Belt's generally considered kind of the South. There's, like, the North Alabama and Virginia, parts of Virginia, et cetera, but I've never heard of it extending all the way across the country.
I'd separate belt. Magic belt.
Okay.
It's
a Mormon joke.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't know what kind of variance there is within the Mormon religion as far as, like, fundamentalism is concerned. Like, I get
the fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, I get the impression that if you're either in or you're out, but I would think that there's various levels of seriousness.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the individual. It is very hard to escape. And the
Mormonism or Utah?
Well, Mormonism for sure. And what I've been told from people who have fled the Mormon religion is that because of the way Utah and communities in Utah are set up, everything is tied. Your entire identity is tied to the church, right? So it's very valuable for networking. People meet each other for their relationships in the church. People make connections for jobs or hobbies, clubs, sports in the church. So to pull yourself away from the church, it's almost like you're ripping your entire life apart.
It's true. I forget the name of the group. There was somebody who called from Utah who had some experience in the Mormon religion, and there's a specific kind of group, a family group or whatever, that is very, very widespread. They own a lot of businesses in the Salt Lake City area. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you'll be on the outs if you break away from the religion. If you do anything to repudiate it, you're done for, basically.
Might
as well leave.
Yeah, but I've talked to people who were Mormon, and I didn't get the sense that they were, you know, like a brainwashed cult member. I've talked to more than one person who was actively a Mormon. We all have.
No, I think there are different levels, as you suggested. AC, anything else you want to share about the story? It's a good one. Appreciate it.
There's actually more to this story.
Oh, please.
She basically said she's going to keep, once the shirts are back in stock, she's going to go and buy more of them. And she basically
Can I get this lady's name and address? I'd like to put an offensive product out there so she can buy them from me.
Anyway, all of them.
One of the things is a couple comments from this woman, which are just weird.
Okay.
This woman said that she was so concerned about the promotion of pornographic material that she has contacted two national organizations, Women for Decency and 1 Million Moms. And if you're not familiar,
sounds like a fun bunch.
Yeah, 1 Million Moms is notorious for their bigotry and lies about gay people. Both organizations had success in stopping this radical and have had success in stopping what they consider to be indecent material in media like television, radio, and print media and stuff like that. And she contacted the people, this mom who bought all these shirts and was offended, contacted PACS and headquarters, and they didn't really respond to her. So basically that was her way of trying to get back at these people. And I was just really, the fact that there was, the fact that we still live in a society where people are still offended by boobs and, you know, sex, and which are natural parts of us as humanity, simply amazes me. And I also find it, and whenever it's a Christian that is offended by any sort of graphic sexual material, my response to them, have you actually read some of the crap that goes on in your Bible?
The Bible, sure. I mean, there's incest in that thing. Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
No. Here's the thing.
Yeah, there is.
I said there is. I'm saying there's one particular passage I love to bring up. There's one little story I like to bring up. I got to be careful how I describe it because it could be a little edgy for radio. But
all right.
In the book of Ezekiel in 23, and you can look this up, it's easy to find, there's a story, it's a parable story that's being told by, that's written by the author as a way, the story is used as a parable between disobedience between God and Israel. And the story is about, and it's pretty graphic, it's about these two prostitute sisters it actually says, and particularly in many modern English versions, it talks about how they enjoyed getting their butts and boobs played with and how they were lusting after a giant penis that shot a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, the Bible is a particularly violent book that has sexual, explicit sexual passages to some extent.
Yeah, but pictures. Yeah, pictures, man. Yeah,
hey, thanks, AC, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I don't think it's when he said that they're offended by boobs and sex. I don't think that's what it is. I think they're offended by the affront to God. More than anything, I think that that's what it's really about. So if it comes from the Bible, or if it's told in the Bible, it is a necessary part of understanding, you know, God and the Christian experience. I'm guessing a lot of these people have probably never read the Bible.
A lot of the religious people who are upset,
or they've interfaced with it through their church, which selects
selected passages.
Yeah, like obey stuff, not sex stuff.
So this lady's buying T-shirts that she finds offensive, and you want to talk about sending the wrong market signals. And if there's something that you don't like, the last thing you want to do is pay the company who's doing the things that you don't like. This is the worst thing that she could possibly do. All she's going to do is ensure that the company orders more shirts and sends more money to their distributors and the people who made those shirts, and indicating, of course, that these shirts are popular and that they need to buy more like that.
That's generally what they do with shirts that sell out.
Yeah, and I'm willing to guess that PacSun can print three times as many shirts for $586 as you can buy at retail price.
Yeah, she's got some deep pockets, because there's going to be a lot of buying going on
here.
What
she needs to do is she needs to go directly to PacSun so that she can get them at wholesale.
I'd like to know what she's doing with the shirts. Because
she's taking pictures with them at this in this article.
Is she a pack rat? Is she going to just start kind of stowing them in her home and just, you know, piling them up?
Fire. Is there a story about a righteous person in the Bible who tries to stamp something out but continuously produces three times as much as it as much of it by doing that?
And then, you know, if she's holding on to it, whether it's in her home or maybe she rents a storage container or something like that, I mean, at some point this is going to confront her again. She's going to be surrounded by all of the shirts that she's purchased and surrounded by all this so-called smut or whatever, and that's got to be really frustrating.
If her contact information is there, I'll help her set up a store on eBay. You know, and she can take the money and invest it in the church.
Well, she doesn't want people to get the shirts, though.
Oh, this is where the story starts making sense?
No.
We'll come back with more here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And more school board controversy on the way. Your calls about whatever's on your mind are welcome. Hour 3 is next. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live. Plus, we get a chance. Mark will tell us about how great it is to hire ex-felons. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.